You're on 981 2NM. Chris O'Brien Lifehouse has their inaugural Go the Distance fundraiser campaign. Joining us to have a chat about it this morning is Gail O'Brien. Gail, are you well?
I'm very well, thank you, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Tell us, what's the Go the Distance campaign? What do we have to do?
Look, for your listeners, I probably have to explain what Chris O'Brien Lifehouse is, especially up there. We have a lot of patients come from your area, and Chris O'Brien Lifehouse is a comprehensive cancer hospital that was the vision of my late husband, Chris O'Brien, who himself was director of the Sydney Cancer Centre and head and neck surgeon.
Yeah.
So we're actually a not-for-profit cancer hospital treating public and private patients, and we have social good as our vision. So we really depend on the community to get behind us. And we've been open only 7 years, but the reason we still stand as a fully functioning hospital of surgery, radiotherapy, chemotherapy, and every aspect of intervention and care that a patient could possibly need going through the cancer journey is because the community has been behind us all this time. And Go the Distance is our new idea for a signature event, because a lot of charities have a signature event every year, and we used to do functions, but the community does a lot of functions for us. But this is our signature event that we are running, and we'd love the community to get involved in this.
Yep.
So would you like a little bit of background of what it is all about?
Well, we'll get to that just in a moment. Just first of all, when we talk about going the distance, do I have to run anywhere, Gail?
You can do whatever you like.
Oh, so phew.
Whatever you're good at, Andrew. If you want to run, cycle, walk the dog, you might decide to walk your dog around the block, 10 times every day or something like that. You can be as creative as you like. So cycling, swimming, one friend is canoeing 4 kilometres every morning on the Nepean River. Other friends are doing, they're just being purely creative. But you basically set yourself a goal. You don't cheat. You do it every day for the month of August. And you get people to sponsor you. So we're aiming to raise $380,000, because we've worked out that it's about 380,000 kilometres that will allow patients travel from, outside Sydney, but also within various parts of Sydney as well.
Not that we can travel too much at the moment, certainly if you're in Sydney, but that's irrelevant. Gail, how important is it for somebody who is dealing with cancer to be able to go to, if you will, a one-stop shop like Lifehouse, where everything is dealt with in the same place?
Look, it's just vitally important. And Chris and I, even though we worked in health all our lives, didn't realise until Chris's diagnosis how fragmented the system actually is. So it's not all just about bringing everything together under the one roof. It's also giving patients access to a holistic environment where they can access complementary and alternative therapies, and also psychosocial support, and go to education sessions, and every part of it is, has been thought about in great detail. And if you can't find what you want to do, you just give me a call or anyone else in the supportive care area, and we sort things out for you.
That definitely...
It's so healing. I have to use the word healing to be in a holistic environment.
That is a very good way of putting it. Now, if we would like to help out by going the distance this month, where do we go and how do we do it?
You go to www.gothedistance.org.au and register. If you're having trouble with anything, just give me a call on 8514-0266, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, Gail, I can assure you my dog, Sully the Wonder Dog, is going to get himself fairly walked to the nth degree this month to help out Chris O'Brien's Lifehouse. Thank you very much for the work that you do, and thank you very much for joining us today on 2NM.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me, Andrew.